welcome to Heartbeat. Today I'd like to share with you about our God, who is a God of abundance. God gives abundantly. God gives us this abundance for ourselves, but also for every good work that He has prepared ahead of us into the future for us to do. You know, our God is wanting His people to prosper. He desires prosperity for His people. He desires the fullness of life. He desires this fullness of abundance, and they come all from Him. But it's not necessarily wealth and riches. So this prosperity and abundance has a different meaning to wealth and riches. Yes, maybe for some God has given them wealth and riches, and that is the abundance of His provision. That is what He gives. But His prosperity and abundance is more in succeeding for what each person has been commissioned to do. He wants us to be successful in life. So whatever God's plan is for our life, for your life, God wants it to be of success, full of abundance, full of prosperity in that area. In 3 John 2, it states, "I pray that all may go well with you and that you may be in good health, just as it is well with your soul." And in the King James Version, the translation says this, "Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers." So what was prayed for the people was to have prosperity in their health, but have prosperity in their soul, in their spirit, you know, to lack nothing. Because that's what abundance means. That's what prosperity means. To lack nothing, to have a successful journey or accomplish what you were intended to do successfully. You know, Paul prays in Romans 1:10 for a successful journey by the will of God. He surrenders to God's will, but he also prays for success. Abundance means you have all that you need. Maybe there's nothing left over, or maybe there is leftovers because there's something to spare that you can give away to others. It's not for you to hold unto yourself. It's for you to share with those in need. You know, when the church community works perfectly, no one lacks anything because what someone has more of, they give away to share with those in need. That's how God designed it to work. You know, in giving away, we actually receive. For those of you who've done it in giving away time, effort, worked in ministries, worked in volunteer work, in anywhere, when you give, you receive abundantly. God supplies all your needs according to His riches. Not according to the earth's riches, to His riches. And His riches can be peace, health, unity in family life. You know, all that God, you know, gives, love, kindness, gentleness, acceptance, wonderful understanding, wisdom, counsel. And we are truly then rich in our lives when we have those things. You know, Paul arrived in Rome in chains many years later as a prisoner. But he said his journey was prosperous. It wasn't luxurious. It wasn't comfortable. But he had a prosperous journey because he had accomplished God's purpose. Abundance means not living in want or lack or in frustration. Even though you may not have a great surplus, you may not have anything in your bank account, but God supplies your every need, and He supplies it out of His abundance. You know, the picture of abundance is so often seen. I see it in the miracles of the loaves and the fishes. People come along to listen, to get the abundance of God's word into their spirit, but it's dinner time and they're all hungry. And the disciples say, send them away, send everyone away, go find their own. Jesus says, no, what do we have? What do you have? And it ends up being 5 loaves and 2 fish for what, 5,000 men who were probably ravenously hungry, let alone the children and the women, maybe 12,000 people? How can they feed that many physically with this? And Jesus takes it and blesses it, gives it to the Father and blesses it and breaks and shares it out. And they have 12 basket loads of leftovers, abundance of God. His leftovers are full of abundance to give away to others for the next day, to share who is in need, maybe back in the other villages. God is a God of abundance. There's a time when some of the leaders were saying to Jesus, so do you pay your taxes? Are you doing the right thing? Are you following the rules? And he said, yes, of course. And he turns to Peter and says, Peter, go down and catch a fish for me. And in the fish will be a coin. And that coin will pay my taxes, but pay your taxes as well. And I often wonder, God's abundance, because he didn't just again look after himself, he looked after Peter, who had a need to pay taxes. But also he told Peter that you are a fisher now of men, not of fish. So is the money in the mouth of the people, of the man or the woman that Peter was reaching, Peter was serving, Peter was preaching to, and that they would supply the needs that he would have? You know, in Luke's gospel in chapter 22, Jesus asks the disciples that he'd sent out 2 by 2 to go to the villages and preach and share the gospel. And he says to them, when he sent them out to ministry with no bag, no food, no provisions, did they lack anything? And their reply was, no, we lacked nothing. Because in Christ, we lack nothing. You might think, but I'm still hungry. Trust in God. He can provide. Abraham showed us this so much. And actually, God the provider, Jehovah Jireh, because that's what it means, came from Genesis, from Abraham. Abraham, remember, had a son in old age. And the son was going to be the heir and also have, God had told him, generations after him. And one day he felt like God say to him, you are to sacrifice your son for me. Now, in those days, there was lots of different clans and people who did child sacrifice to their gods. But to Abraham's God, it had never been done. It had never been even asked. They would sacrifice lambs and cows and birds and offer worship and burnt offerings to our God. So when he was asked this, it was like, what? And I'm sure he questioned God. But it came down to the crunch and he said, oh, okay, if that's what you're asking of me. And it states in Genesis 22, he says he takes his son, they rose early in the morning, saddled his donkey and took 2 of his young men with him and his son Isaac. He cut the wood for the burnt offering and set out to and went to the place in the distance that God had shown him. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place far away. Verse 5. Then Abraham said to his young men, stay here with the donkey. The boy and I will go over there. We will worship and then we will come back to you. I love it that he tells the men, we will go to worship and we will come back. Was it just a thought, a wrong wording? He didn't say that I will come back. He said, we will come back. Was he just trusting God so much that he knew God would do something, that Isaac and he would come back down from the mountain? And then Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on his son Isaac, meaning he put it on his shoulders because we're going to walk up the mountain now. And he himself carried the fire and the knife. So the two of them walked on together. Verse 7. Isaac said to his father Abraham, Father. And he said, Here I am, my son. He said, The fire and the wood are here, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? Isaac had noticed, Where is the offering that we put on the altar? Abraham said, Now this is words of faith. God himself will provide the lamb for a burnt offering, my son. So the two of them walked on together. Again, was that just a cover up? Or did he truly mean and believe that God will provide the lamb for the burnt offering? Now, as the story goes, as Abraham is about to slaughter his son for the offering, an angel comes and stops him. And it's in verse 12. Do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. And Abraham looked up and saw a ram caught in a thicket by its horns. Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called that place, The Lord Will Provide. And to this day, that place is called The Lord Will Provide. Wow. Abraham had so much faith that the Lord would provide for him a burnt offering. He didn't know it was going to be a ram in the thick of the bush, up a hill, up a mountain where they don't normally go. He didn't know how God was going to do it, but he had a trust and belief that even if he'd killed Isaac, Isaac would have come, been risen from the dead to come back to life because of the promises that God had given him before, that his son would be the heir. His son, generations would come from him. So if he died, something have to happen for the generations to still occur. And Abraham shared with us, the Lord will provide. Do we have that belief, that faith? Not the Lord may come. I hope he'll come. No, that the Lord will provide. Just recently, the Lord has provided for Bruce and myself. We were spray cleaning the floor of the new building that we have been given. And, we're leasing. And the floor is terrible. It's got paint on it. It's got dirt and bits. And so we bought these high sprays that you tap, put the hose to it, and it sprays all the gunk off and sweep it up, etc. And Bruce had hired it for the day, and the fitting kept coming off. It kept spraying everywhere. It wasn't doing very powerful. So he'd ring up back up a few times to where we hired it from to see what we needed to do. Were we doing it incorrectly? I think he even went down to get another attachment. Anyway, at the end of the day, when Bruce dropped it back, God provided for us. God showed favor to us. Because instead of charging us $1,300 for the day's hire of this equipment, the man said, you've had trouble with that equipment. It hasn't been working very well. So I'm only going to charge you $240 for the whole day. Wow. That's God's provision. That's God providing for us. You know, we may not have had all the money put into our bank account, but the bill got reduced down to what we could afford. How great is our God? Just know that he will provide. Have faith like Abraham. And if you don't, then you come to our Lord and say, Lord, what is it? I believe, but help my unbelief. I have faith, but help where I do not have faith. I want to have faith. May I walk like Abraham. So I want to encourage you to know the Lord will provide in different ways, in different means. You will lack for nothing. And following him is the best life that you could ever have. Thank you for listening.